In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Ghost.
Of superstition
were led into culture, but also in religion. And it was believed that to have proximity or to touch a sinner would be to be contaminated. And the Pharisees are those who would wear large robes of sin that wrap their robes closely around as they pass by a sinner, so to avoid contamination. And so he was Jesus not only having proximity, not only talking, but table fellowship, eating with them. Keep in mind that the ancient world to eat with someone symbolized the most intimate being. A companion comes from the root companus, with bread. Even today, that trickles into our culture. How many times am I like, oh, Bob, I know Bob, I've been at dinner with him, but I know one more. I know, I've been to his home 4 times for dinner. Always eat the way to the intimacy. It's another sermon, but what a beautiful connection to the Eucharist, that Jesus would choose table fellowship as his sacrament of presence after his death. And so Jesus was eating with the sinners and tax collectors and receiving stinging criticism, and understandable criticism, knowing the superstition of the day. So in response and in love, he responds with the sacred parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. And the meaning is obvious, that every soul created by God, faithful and faithless, the soul that pleased the heart of God, the soul that grieved the heart of God, all are created by God and are cherished and loved and are precious in the sight of God. God knows every soul by name and by need and loves. And I believe with all my heart, because the parables that Jesus offers are holy, that the religious authorities that heard this would never forget those images. And we should never forget those images. So how did the images bring us to us today, in this day that we commemorate so many things? Well, I think the point of the sermon comes from an old poem I once read. It was Jesus talking, and a verse of the poem said this, as a master must a servant be, and pierced are the feet that follow me. Christians are called to be Christ-like, to imitate Jesus, to be his hand and his feet on this earth, to live out that parable of the lost sheep on this earth. And naturally, it doesn't come naturally. It comes through practice, and we grow in faith more and more through the years. We grow in what it is to be Christ-like. And so we go through the motions of our faith, through the sacraments, through the church, through the community, through the service. And sometimes we feel like we go 4 steps forward and 5 steps backward. And sometimes we say we're just going through the motions. But the motions are holy. The motions themselves are sacred. And we become the motions in which we pray. The motions that we do. That's what religion is. Then as we grow, we might not see the growth. It's like the minute hand of a clock. You can't see it move. As a kid, I used to try it, but I couldn't. But in time, you notice it's moved. That is Christian growth. And we grow in sensitivity to the demands of this world, to the needs of this world as we practice Jesus. When I was 16 years old, I didn't have sympathy, much less empathy, to think to stop my car and stand with the wrong. Yes, sure, I've never forgotten that image. I would hope today, after all these decades of practicing faith, practicing the Eucharist, practicing prayer, I would have the empathy to stop and stand with that young boy. And one reason why I think the streets are lined with millions, thousands upon thousands of people watching Queen Elizabeth's body rise high today is because this powerful woman, this woman of great privilege, is also a woman of faith in Jesus Christ. She practiced the things of the church and her faith, and she grew. And she had sympathy and the empathy for the wrongs of this world as well. And the world knows it. And the world mourns deeply, I think, because of that. The servant waiting. And so the prayer today for you and for me is to take the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin and do what the prayer book says. I love the prayer book. It says, we must learn, and then it has this beautiful phrase, inwardly digest. May the inwardly digest in us, and may we carry the parable of the lost sheep with us. And let the Holy Spirit churn and bring to mind when we see the demands of this world to fight for the physical needs, to fight for the political needs, to fight for their emotional needs, to serve them their spiritual needs. As the master must the servant be, and pierce our feet to follow me. We see this embodied in the life of Queen Elizabeth, and so many people we love, and then also the people that have often forgotten the wrongs of this world. May their rest in this day of peace, in their dwelling place, in the paradise.